8.5 minutes past the hour. Our guest is Brian Vendig, president at MJP Wealth Advisors. So, Brian, the market appears to be betting here that inflation has peaked, and it seems to be comfortable with a 75 basis point hike by the Fed this month. But then we also have these Goldman job cuts as a reminder that tougher times could lie ahead. So when you put all that into the Vendig big brain, what does the computation tell you to do with your investment profile?
Thanks, Brian. Great question. I appreciate that. I think in the short term, we want to stay cautious because we definitely know that there is some bookends of data that's coming out, you know, starting obviously tomorrow morning with CPI, then the Fed meeting. And before we know it, we're right back into earnings. And then that's going to take us right through midterm elections in the beginning of November. And we know the Fed is going to stay data dependent, but we need to get a little bit more clarity on what's going to happen with quantitative tightening. We'd like to hear a little bit more about the balance sheet reductions and where that liquidity is going to come out of. And I think also at the same point in time, we're seeing analysts dropping corporate earnings right now going into the end of the quarter by about 5.5% on average, which is the biggest revisions that we've seen going back to the start of the pandemic. However, we think the market will probably stay range-bound, Brian, because is there a possibility we could, pull back to levels under 4,000? I think that's possible, but there could be a setup if the inflation numbers continue to come in over the balance of the year. We're not expecting the Fed to reduce interest rates, but we are expecting the tone to change. So with that mildly optimistic view, maybe we'll have a little bit of a seasonal rally towards the end of the year.
Brian, tell me, I mean, with a lot of the data out there showing perhaps that inflation is getting a little bit under control, if you will, do you think that the CPI read later on today or tomorrow for you guys is going to surprise us to the downside? And if so, what's likely to be the reaction?
Good day, Rashad. I appreciate that. I think right now we're not expecting a significant move down in inflation. If anything, you might even look at the core, ex food and energy, and might see a month-over-month increase just from the fact that we know that things are changing in the labor markets, wages are getting stickier, and at the same point in time, we know that rents are increasing. However, on the flip side, we are seeing that from a headline perspective, there is moderation in food and energy prices. I think that's a good news for the consumer, but I think it's a path moving forward, not just one read that we know isn't going to cause the Fed to change their 75 basis point decision that we know is priced in. And it's also possible that we might see another 100 basis points or 1% increase in rates by the end of the year.
Tell me something. How at the moment is, you know, your advice to clients changing here, Brian? And also, how is your strategy evolving too, given obviously the changing landscape out there? And how has it evolved from the start of the year?
Sure. I appreciate the question, Rashad. I think as more and more information came out with exactly where inflation's going and what the Fed has been doing over the course of the year, and then now the energy crisis in Europe, you know, we definitely have reduced in our portfolios early on international equities to guard against this recession that we feel is imminent in developed Europe. You know, for example, we've shortened duration on bonds. We've made sure we have enough real assets to protect on inflation. And we also are optimistic about valuation differences that we've seen between small cap stocks versus large cap stocks. Obviously, being very active this year is another theme that you needed to implement for your clients due to the heightened volatility that we've seen rivals levels of the great financial crisis and the dot-com bubble. So it's been a very busy year. I think moving forward, as I said before, still optimistic for the setup at the balance of the year. So we're neutral on equities, still holding short duration on bonds and sticking with those real assets to hedge inflation.
We have President Xi Jinping going to Central Asia this week, which is pretty unusual. This is the first trip abroad for him since the pandemic began, like almost 3 years ago, really. That might be a sign that conditions are getting back to normal in China. And if you look at the valuations and everything, I mean, you probably don't need me to tell you, but maybe the audience does. The Hang Seng Index is a long way below its 50, 100, and 200-day moving averages. And it trades on like 7x earnings. At some point, these foreign markets are going to start moving again, but you think not yet?
That's a great point, Brian. I don't think so just yet. And to me, it's really based more on the dollar. And we know we've seen recently the dollar weaken, which I think played a little bit in today's action. But I think when we think about international equities, I think there are still more macroeconomic risks that haven't 100% been priced in. And as we think about things next year, when central banks around the world catch up to what the U.S. is doing on rates and policy, and obviously China being a little bit different, as well as Japan on that point, that could add to the dollar weakening. And as a result, maybe sometime next year, we start thinking about adding back to international equities and even emerging markets. So I think your valuation point is completely fair. But I think in light of a lot of the moving variables that are still playing out, we want to be cautious on that trade as we go into the end of the year.
And obviously, just having a look at the S&P 500, having a look at year-to-date performance of the various industry groups, and you would have thought with the fears out there that consumer staples would be right at the top of the list in terms of it, and it's not even in the top 10. Why do you think that's the case?
Well, it's the same for utilities. I believe utilities hit an all-time high today as well, Rashad. I think people are positioning right now in certain asset classes to try to be defensive, not knowing exactly what's going to happen with that inflation number, what the Fed is going to do, and how is corporate earnings going to look. And I think if we can move through this period of time and still keep a broadly diversified approach, not focus on one asset class versus the other when it comes to a sector perspective specifically, and we get a hung jury in Congress, meaning we get a split between the House and the Senate, I think then what we should see is a setup based on valuation, going back to some of your questions there, which might help us going into the end of the year.
Quick final question, 20 seconds or so. Would you be shorting Europe?
I think right now, Europe is definitely something that, as I said before, we're not in favor of, but we are in favor of companies that are helping Europe get out of their energy crisis.
All right. Brian, thank you so much for joining us there with his thoughts. Brian Wendig, president at MJP Wealth Advisors, getting his take on the markets.